This question from at TomDobb1, what has been your toughest challenge since you've been drafted by the Giants?
Toughest challenge, definitely picking up the playbook. The little things make the difference at this level because everybody's a great athlete. And it's who can do the little things, understand what they're doing, read and recognize the play, and can go and make the play when you get the opportunity.
The playbook, really. I mean, it is a very extensive playbook. You know, there's a lot of plays and stuff, and you know, a lot of it has to do with the quarterback.
This question from at Earth2Nick. Cooper, do you see yourself being a big contributor on defense this year?
I definitely think as an athlete, you got to have confidence in yourself to do that. I think that if I was given the opportunity, I think I'd be able to succeed. I'm definitely just going to fit in where the coaches need me, show that I can be an attribute wherever it may be, special teams, defense, or anything in between.
The next question comes from Jay Goldshine. Who are your football idols growing up?
My biggest idol growing up was really, you know, the John Elways, the Troy Aikens of the world. You know, I just watched a lot of Brett Favre and, you know, watched him play, you know, their gunslinger mentality, and, you know, that's kind of who I grew up, you know, idolizing.
I got to go with Steve Atwater and John Lynch. Those are two guys that I grew up loving watching their play, especially as I played DB growing up. So, I mean, two great safeties, two great players, so two guys I enjoyed.
This question from at Craminator 80. Who's the biggest prankster on the team?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm with the offensive guys most of the time, so I would say between Eli and Snee. Eli gets me every day.
This question from at not the real Dano. How's the rookie hazing so far in camp?
Rookie hazing, not so bad. The anticipation is usually worse than it is. They make you get up and sing. I got mine out of the way early. I sang King of the Road by Roger Miller. I love old country music. Sang Ain't No Mountain High by Marvin Gaye. And then I got a couple of them in my pocket, but I'm saving them for when the vets ask for me to do it next.
No, it's been fun. It's been funny. Every day, I'm always on my toes because you never know what can come. I haven't had to sing yet, but I'm sure it's coming. You know, when that time comes, you know, I'll be ready.